always fucking think of something, you piece of human garbage. Look, we all had a long, shitty day. Did okay? We? And we're trying to get through this by recording a podcast that we like to do for fun. All by myself.
So,
on Facebook.
What I love about editing these is I know how many times like I set you up to for like a silly like intro, but I almost always forget what I was doing to set you up for the silly intro. So I'm like, what was the moment before you said something about Negroes? And it was like, oh, that's in the recording now, and I don't honestly don't remember the context. But it was saying you were saying something, you were being bombastic. And that was
I using a southern accent?
No, I don't remember, but okay. I think it was like we were doing that whole like, why's it got to be Black Panther or something? And it was the back and forth, and yeah.
You haven't seen that yet,
Sit Sock,
right?
Yes.
At this point in time, Kendrick. Not in the podcast.
I have not yet seen Panther.
You're not allowed to say black?
African-American.
Just say the word black.
Panther.
Just say black.
Just
say the word like what color is this recorder?
That it's a very dark gray.
What color is your jacket?
It's another series of dark grays.
How about your watch?
My like watch the band. Is metal.
The band. What color is it?
The
band.
The band.
Yeah.
It's a really deep blue.
How about what color are the frames of your glasses?
I don't have glasses. I have contacts.
What color is my middle finger?
Black.
Oh! Not say Panther.
No.
Hi everyone, it's Kyle here. Kendrick's here too, but I think he's looking at
the
car.
I already said
car.
Kendrick. I was
Did
looking
you?
At this car that stopped, doesn't have his turn signal on, and appears to be turning because, but is inept.
Yeah, probably no, should he's be in murdered. Turn lane.
He should probably be killed.
Is that because of his race?
Yeah, his race car driver attitudes.
You can't just always save yourself by doing that.
Turns out I can. I really can.
So, I don't know what we want to talk about today. I was going to do, like, an even thing.
There was a thing we were going to do for, like, next time. Remember
yeah,
last
but
week
we were just,
next time?
We were talking about, I was, like, talking about the scientific method, and we were like, wow, we could really do a whole episode on this, but I don't really want to do that.
No, it wasn't. It was another thing.
I know, and I can't remember it now, and I was trying to forget that I remembered it. And
I
gavolt. So I was trying to do more of the segments, right? Like, so.
Yeah, yeah. We had a name for the podcast based on that.
A name for the pod. Oh shit. Oh man.
Remember?
Should we pause it and then go back and listen real quick and then figure out what it is?
I can't real easily. See, I hate this section because like I have no idea which of these people are turning, which aren't, because none of them are turning their turn signals. And they're gonna fucking T-bone me.
Oh man.
Yeah, right? Super fit. Amy, you were listening, right?
To T-boning?
No, I don't know who T is and why he was boning, but good on him. this morning. Ham boning. Totally different, Kyle.
But she said it like the thing.
That's true. This last week's podcast.
Too late. You already said morning.
I did. I fucked it up twice.
Anywho, fucked it up, Donnie.
We had a name for a podcast. What were we talking about?
We'll remember it when.
Yeah. Well, let's see. You were talking about.
We were talking about, the picture. No.
Oh, yeah, the steampunk.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
We're going to do a whole podcast trying to remember what we did, the podcast we recorded.
Oh, where you said it won't be this podcast, but it'll be next week's podcast.
Yeah.
And it was,
Is Amy going to save the day?
Was it something around cassette punk or something like that?
I don't know.
What was cassette punk?
I remember being really...
Cassette something. That guy just rolled right through that. That was great.
I remember it being way earlier in the conversation.
Because
you named the podcast.
I did name the podcast.
Oh, no, maybe it was at the roundabout. This has got to be the most boring one to ever listen to.
Not even close. We still always have that low watermark of me recording one by myself and not taking a single breath in it.
Wow, that's actually pretty impressive if you didn't take a whole breath.
Well, I mean, I was just you never even heard the whole thing, have you?
No, I didn't want to.
I don't recommend it.
I don't use them.
None of our listener have ever actually listened to that.
Kevin has, hasn't he?
No, he said he got part way through and had to stop. It was too bad.
Oh.
I don't think that's true, because you're not a listener.
Challenge.
You're now a
member. Okay, so if anybody can get through the full Kendrick ranting podcast, I'm not going to tell you what it is either. You have to do this on your
gotta
own.
You got
to
find it. You gotta listen.
You gotta get some French fries again.
But in order to tell me that you did, you have to tell me which fictional characters I go on about.
In the right order?
Honestly, if you can get any of them, I'll give it to you. I mean, you gotta let me know which fictional characters I
do you actually
in the
say
rant.
Them in the thing?
Yeah,
okay.
I do. I remember distinctly a couple of them, and if you can find some that I don't remember, even better.
Sid Sock's very first contest. Not
Sid
really.
Sid Sock's very seventh contest.
And this is the real deal. So,
yep.
The first person who comments with the characters that Kendrick listened to, I will give $50 and we'll get you French fries.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing, though. You got to listen to the whole thing.
You got to get all the way through it.
Boom. Okay. All
right.
So I was trying to focus more on the segments we were doing and try to keep with the segments, you know?
Yeah.
Like doing the lists
like
and doing the
segmented.
Hill to Die On and doing the...
Hill to Die On, the...
Yeah, that's it. I know. Eventing, but like I didn't want to event because there's too much like school shooting stuff.
I'm not liking what the events are going to be now. It's going to be really dull.
Yeah. And if you can't tell, we're not a political podcast, so we don't want
to. We try not to be, but we end up going there.
La 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 la.
What about no.
How
do you feel about hats?
We don't have any topics to 5 minute bang bang.
We could. Let's just grab some.
I actually have the old segments on here.
Okay. Well, I mean, 5 minute bang bang. Go to a that's like eventing, really though, right? Those
no,
really
it was it was like when we wanted to get through topics, but we didn't really want to spend a whole podcast on them. We still have Sid Sock's Guide to Stealing Shit.
Okay.
Crafting and making NPCs playable characters, franchised games, taking an IP
back.
And making a game,
those
board
go
game or video
way
game.
Back.
Our favorite gods.
Jeez.
Being a collector, shut up, it's not hoarding, maybe get Aaron on, is what it says. Bombastic and vaguely remembered shit, which is just,
that's,
it turns out, the entire
the
podcast.
That's the subtitle of the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. That is. Okay.
Bombastic and vaguely remembered shit.com. Don't go there. It's almost certainly porn and not good porn.
The weird, poorly.
We're talking the weird
tonight.
Stuff.
That's going to be really cool sounding, I bet.
I hope so.
Like this.
That is... not gonna sound
why would you
good.
Do that to Kevin's ears?
It's for the soundboard. It's for
oh,
the soundboard.
That's true. You have to listen to it when you're editing it.
Yeah, I have to relive all my own dumb shit.
It turns out you shouldn't deep throat a mic.
You should never deep throat a mic.
Are you gonna go up in Wadsworth?
Yeah.
Motherfucker Jones.
We're going to the other place.
Unless
you guys want
to
stop at home
I'm
first.
I'm trying to think about what to talk about. Like, there's, like, nothing interesting happening right now.
Okay. Let's walk it back. What's the most recent card game that came out for you, or expansion?
Oh, yeah, that sounds really fun to talk about.
Just fucking think of something, you piece of human garbage. Look, we all had a long, shitty day.
Did
okay?
We?
And we're trying to get through this by recording a podcast that we like to do for fun.
Let's do a quick Wii review, because Amy and I have been, like, powering through the Myth books.
Oh.
I think
you probably passed me, then.
We're on the third one.
What are you listening to, Kyle?
right now, we're listening to Myth Directions.
Hmm.
So, in Skeeve's previous adventure... What are you flipping off?
Oracle.
Oh.
Fuck you, Oracle.
Is that the actual, like,
no, it's
place
it's,
that...
It's their Broomfield campus.
Okay.
It's not...
It's right there. It's
I get what it says,
it's
guys.
Not the headquarters.
Okay.
It
guys,
would say headquarters.
Is this necessary? It's not like negative degrees outside.
I don't know. What
okay.
It is. It's, there's other people that use the car, Kyle.
No, there's not.
Okay.
Wow.
Amy is a goddess, not a person.
She's not.
No.
Boom.
The person we're...
Saved it. Nailed it.
No.
Nailing it!
I'm going to get out of the car now.
So we're on Myth Directions, which we literally just started, but I'd have to say I agree with Kendrick's... zeal about this series. It's great.
Zeal.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
I would highly suggest it. The books are short. You get to the, like, you get through them quickly, and they're really interesting to listen to.
Sorry.
Robert Asprin is actually a really good writer. And
I like him.
I've also been chugging down the Fool's Company stuff at work.
Yep.
I'm on the third book of Fool's Company as well. And I feel, like, really accomplished because I'm now, like, on the third books of series where, like, normally it takes me like
right,
a month
like
to get through
page,
one book,
300
yeah.
Page books or whatever they are, like 400
they're like
page, like 100
adult
pages, like
versions of the books I used to love to read as a kid, which were like the really short, like
yeah.
My teachers, my Alien, the Bailey School Kids books and stuff.
Yeah.
I highly recommend them. Just like Kendrick said earlier, to anybody who's interested in kind of fun fantasy or really cool multi faceted sci-fi story that is Fool's Company.
Yeah, see? Yeah. They're fun. Mm-hmm. I recommend them. I'm on Dresden still.
But you just finished Ghost Story.
I finished Ghost Story, and I'm on Cold Days.
Which is like...
That's where shit... And again, spoiler alert. Or stay there. That's cool too, buddy. Like, come on.
Get you have like a way. Foot on this side.
I don't like that the guy's being a dick. I know I'm being a dick. Don't care. Going this way. You're not. If you were going, then you'd go there.
So, yeah, this is the part of the story where Dresden gets really cool.
Well, and again, spoiler. I guess we could... Can we spoil it? I mean...
Is your mom listening to Dresden?
Probably.
Still? Okay.
So, Mom, come back and check this out later. And anybody else who's Dresdening...
Because this is big spoiler stuff.
This is mega super ultra super super spoiler. Oh, dude, buddy, friendo, guy.
He's got a Mini Cooper. If he gets even touched, he'll just die.
He makes bad decisions already, like off the cuff, right? Oh, jeezy Pete, that's plenty of room for you, buckaroo.
Sometimes you just have to close your eyes when Kendrick drives. It's just what you have to
just
do.
Just a better way to live. I'm going to continue to go straight and merge later.
Yeah, you got some time.
I'm going to merge when there's places to merge that aren't these people being idiots.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, spoiler alert for, Ghost Story, the Dresden Files novel. Spoiler alert, I'm gonna spoil the shit out of it. You've been warned. You've been warned. Dresden fucking dies. I guess it wasn't really Ghost
Story. You, like, should have waited maybe a second there. Like, so people could, like, be like, well, okay, it's the end of the spoiler warning. Oh, God, now I know it.
Well, there you go. You should have turned it out
first. Yeah, he fucking gets shot right in the head.
Heart.
Right in the heart head.
Right in the face.
The head of his heart.
Bones, muscles.
Right in his chest.
Right in the heart. And he dies. Spends the whole Ghost Story book dead.
I guess and it's really cool looking at the world from that perspective.
Yeah. They really fleshed out a lot.
Get it? Do you get it, Amy?
Of the mythos with regards to dead people. So that was cool.
Amy's making the lip-smacking disapproval sound.
That's fine. I was sitting at a bar on Wednesday eating dinner, and there's a fucker who was doing that in between all of his bites of pizza. I mean, he was like, home. And I'm like, I might kill you with my hands, because he had just gotten off of a loud phone conversation he was having at the bar. And I'm like, I kind of want to cut your face off and put it in your butt.
You're the epitome of everything I hate.
You're all
humanity.
The things a bad patron is. And you're like the platonic form of bad patrons. So, anyway.
Brutality.
Finish him.
Finish his pizza.
And so, anywho. So yeah, he dies in Ghost Story, but he gets better at the end of Ghost Story because, you know.
He basically gets to go back to his body if he figured out who killed him, and he doesn't remember who killed him. And there's, like, a super epic battle at the end of it,
yeah.
If I remember correctly, between his, like, where he's trying to invade his own psyche, but, like, while other people are trying to also invade it.
It was Molly's psyche, but yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, he has a crazy imaginary battle, and then he ends up finding... Well, he found out before that he killed himself, which is a novel
trying
trick.
To get out of the thing that happens in
and
Blood Ties or whatever.
He gets brought back, and he gets better, but not really better, just alive. And now he's the Winter Knight, which is bad, because now he's a vassal for Winter. And, that does not work well for him. It really does not work well for him. He's, I feel like this book now has a lot more comedy. Like, his banter with some of the people is pretty... Like, he must have upped it because, like, you're dealing with the fact that he's been dead and came back and dealing with much crazier shit.
Yeah, it could get really dark really quick if they didn't do that.
I think that... I'm not done with it, but it's a little bit of power creep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
and
it
like
had to.
Responsibility creep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you keep getting more...
Yeah, and the next one is... Well, I don't know where you're at. He's close to the end of what's published.
Yeah, I'm getting close. But this is where all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, Winter and Summer. Yeah, they're not really like the ultimate forces fighting each other. They're both the nice little protective bubble keeping you from the outsiders.
Yeah, and you get to like the...
Just got to that spot.
The elders or observers, the outsiders, I think they call them. Outsiders? Yeah, where like the thing that walks behind is one of them.
Yeah, we're still like playing in that world.
Yeah.
So.
There's some pretty cool stuff that Mab talks to him about. And
yeah,
like,
I'm looking forward to how it goes down, but it's still a little bit of issues I have with is like some of the power creep of all the people are all of a sudden a lot more powerful, like Molly, and then he's like got to up his game.
Wasn't he dead for like 3 years or something?
He was dead for 6 months.
6 months, okay.
But he was in a coma for 6 months, basically. Mm-hmm. So, but the power creep, not necessarily his, but the responsibility creep of the world. Like, it's a little bit Dragon Ball Z-esque in that sense, where it's like, you're no longer saving the universe, but all universes. Like, okay, okay, where do you go from there? Like,
and it's well, not you bad, go to Russia it, like Die Hard did.
Fair. fair. No, you go, that works. But space Russia.
Well, but, that's next.
No, the it's not bad. It's just kind of funny. Like, I'm starting to notice, like, he's got to up some of these games. And the stakes, like, I'm going to come back to life and go visit every person whose name I know who's still alive. Oh, no, now they're all kidnapped. What a bummer. How could that possibly have happened? Weird, buddy. It's not formulaic or anything, but I'm after reading, what, 12 of these books now, I'm starting to get a little jaded. Not bad. I'm just finishing it. It's all good, but it's still, like, a little bit funny to me. Like, so how many more situations is Dresden going to be a dumbass to get himself into? Or how many more times is he going to endanger his friends and have to valiantly save them? Like, it just...
Well, he honestly stopped caring about, like, protecting them a while ago.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I can't do what I do and worry about them all the time. Like, that's but when he was talking
It's also about. Sort of like, hey, I've got this magical murderous cat monster thing that follows me around. Oh, no, people follow me. Wait, wouldn't you just have him fall? And they could resolve it later. I'm sure they could get there. That's possible. But sure. Right now I'm at the point where it's a little bit of like,
for sure,
buddy, like, you have one job. And they're like, hey, I know you've been thwarting me every time I've done something with a red cap, but you've been thwarting me and all these things. I'm just going to randomly kidnap all your friends. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That part of this book was a little weird to me because I was like, well, wait, what just happened? Like, because this is the bridge thing, right? Are they on the bridge yet?
No.
Okay, there's a bridge scene later that gets weird. But
And so I'm waiting for that to go by, but I know it's going to get weird as we move on, so.
I think it's not too much spoiler, but I think Nicodemus comes back in the next one.
I would believe that Nicodemus comes back because he's in the well now. He's gone to the well where all the Negloshi are like the little bitches in the front, and then all of the real crazy shit is further back, locked in crystals, and he has to figure it out or they'll all get out.
Oh, wait, so this is the one where Mab tells him to work with...
No.
No, okay.
This is the one where Mab tells him to kill Maeve. And then immediately as he starts doing that, he has to go to the island because the island's going to explode. And then he goes down there, like, it's going to explode because all these monsters are going to get out. Yeah. So, well, how are the monsters going to get out? Well, the monster going to get out because someone's casting a spell on me. Who's casting a spell on me? I don't know. Red Cap's attack. Okay. And then it's like, and then it keeps mounting. And then it's like, Molly's got a crisis. And then these guys have a crisis. And they have a crisis. And it's like, God, Dresden just can't catch a break.
He just got back into the world.
And he's got like 8 problems to solve that are all probably related, but maybe they're not. I don't know.
I think the next one to me was a really nice kind of change, because have they talked to you about have you met like the people that are sourcing what is that dude's name? I haven't listened to him in so long. I'm forgetting characters' names. John, the criminal.
What's his name?
Marcone. Yeah. Johnny Marcone. Have you gotten to the part where you figure out who's sourcing his magic ties?
His monad.
Yeah, Monarch.
Monarch, whatever it is.
Have you gotten to meet the head of it?
Yeah, and
you
find it's
fucking
Odin. Yeah. Yeah.
The way that all that stuff starts playing out in the next book is, like, fucking crazy.
Well, because Odin pops in Bloodrite, or whatever, Blood Rites.
Okay.
And he pops in and saves the day there, helps save the day with his super...
And he comes in at the fight with the Elder Vampire.
And he came in this time because Dresden, like, bitched at his secretaries, who are Hugin and Munin, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And they... Which now I didn't realize when I didn't catch the first time around when he met them. And I'm looking back, like, yep, their fingernails were clawing in. They've got raven hair and they twitched their heads. And I'm like, of course they're fucking really annoying. Dumb. Anywho, I'm dumb. It's not dumb. It's clever. I like it.
But I didn't even know what that was, but it makes sense.
His two ravens,
now.
Right? Yeah. So anyway, he hung out for a little bit. Harry tricked him into showing up at
the pub.
Right before it got wrecked somehow.
In Blood Ties?
Cold Days.
Cold Days, yeah.
In Cold Days, he goes to the pub to meet
Max Bar.
Odin. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they attack and fuck it all up.
There's like
the outsiders are not signatories on this Heliocorps.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
So
there's some pretty cool pantheonic stuff that happens in the next book. That's really fun.
Yeah, because he's just met the summer and winter. Mothers.
Yeah.
Again. And one of them tried to murder him, and the other one gave him, like, the visions of the world.
Yeah.
And he's, like, trying to guess at who they are. And they're like, oh. And then, like, leave him. They just ditch him. It's like, okay.
Like, so much more powerful than he is.
Oh, yeah. And I like the way he describes some of those, because, like, the way he built up that scene was really fun to me. The one where she grabs him out of the grave, his own grave.
Yeah.
And he describes, like, Mother Winter is the whole order of magnitude higher than Mab, who was an order of magnitude higher than Maeve. And, yeah. Like, and then, like, they already made Mab out to be a total badass. Or, like, how he's the storytelling arc, right? Where he's like, she's this crazy ultimate thing. And then, like, she's dragging the meat cleaver around and he's freaking out. And he's, like, being crushed. And then he manages to thwart her. And then, like, it all comes to, like, the lights come on and he just beat an old lady. And they're like, you're an asshole, Tess.
like, come on, man. Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm remembering that book now. And, like, I hope you finish it soon.
I am. I'm going to finish it. Once I'm driving by myself, I'll probably.
Just fuck it. We'll send this podcast right now. We'll listen to it.
End it now.
Well, I think, obviously Kendrick is liking Dresden Files. I don't know what else he listens to, but it's like learning books, I assume, most of the time.
Mostly Satanic Rituals.
I thought you shifted back and forth between fiction and nonfiction.
My main thing I'd listen to when I'm not listening to audiobooks is language tapes.
Okay.
So.
Which you also get from Audible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lately, I haven't done a lot of educational stuff. I probably should, but usually my brain's fried by the time I get done.
So, Dresden and the Myth Inc. series are Fool's Company. Pretty good books.
It's hard.
I have yet to find something I didn't like when listening to an audiobook, to be honest. Oh, that's a lie. Did I ever talk about the Chronicles of Blair? And, like, the thing that was supposed to be Jessica Jones meets Harry Dresden?
No.
It's not well done.
Okay.
So, like, I want to actually have... Kate, if you're listening to this, which you aren't, I want you to listen to the first book of Chronicles and Blair and see if you can get past halfway, because the main character is just such a I don't have the words to describe it, but it's one of those people that you're listening to talk and they're like purposely putting themselves in situations that make them feel like they're like a fake character. Yeah, why not? I mean,
just put your car wherever, man, that's fine.
It doesn't matter. You don't matter. Nothing matters. Nihilism driver.
Oh, now they found the signal. So really, it was a fuck me. That wasn't even a I'm bad. It was a fuck you. I'm going here.
Fuck you, buddy.
Fuck you very much, buddy.
So I don't know if I wish that I could describe it, but it's the kind of character where they're just so formulaic. That, like, you get everything they're doing and it annoys you. And you're like, she's like, I would do that, but I can't, like, but it's hard for me to go outside because I'm very shy against people. But I also have one best friend that I can relate to the whole world. But he's starting to, I feel like I'm starting to get on his nerves and I don't know what to do about it. Oh, now I have to go deal with this problem that's in this book. And I'm like, oh, you're the worst written character in the world.
Bummer.
And I just want to know if I'm being sexist or if it's actually bad.
Not both.
I mean, because I really don't think that female lead characters are bad, but this one was just not written well, I think. But again, I'm the kind of person that wouldn't know what was written well or bad, so that's why I need, like, a second opinion.
And nothing else matters.
Then a second opinion?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to...
So, you know what that makes me think of?
What?
My Immortal. Were we going to talk about that?
Oh, that's what we were going to talk about.
Because we've got a few more minutes left.
Maybe what time was this?
Like 20 minutes.
Okay, cool. Let's talk.
Our stop's up here, so we can just hang out.
To talk about it. So... For Amy's birthday, because I love her more than anything that I've ever loved before.
Including masturbation.
I don't know. Let's not cross any lines. Masturbation's not a thing.
You're like, whoa, now. Hold on. Let's not go.
Sometimes
nuts.
There's nothing better than the touch of your own hand.
I regret that immediately.
Damn it, I swear to talk. I didn't want to keep talking about my penis on this podcast, Kendrick. I bought her My Immortal for her birthday. That was just a few weeks ago.
Wink.
Way to date this.
And, hashtag don't give a fuck. Did you have?
I was just going to insinuate that she made a gesture at herself.
It was...
See that? Sent, it took a minute, didn't it?
Sent in her... The obligatory, you know, I just copied this in my mom's basement... bad DVD case.
Yep.
Like, it was not
the
done
one
well.
We talked about. Yep.
It had
Cheeto dust included.
Deleted scenes, which I think were a little bit more enjoyable than the movie themselves.
Better edited.
Better edited. I honestly had a hard time telling if they did it on purpose or as a joke.
I'm still unclear on whether it was a parody or not.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that.
I would highly suggest not watching it.
I could not recommend a movie less.
And if you do watch it or want to watch it because it's so bad, be prepared because it is a...
It's bad.
Not a good bad.
It's not good
it's
bad.
It's a bad, bad, bad.
It's not...
And I guess with enough views, you could probably find the funny in it.
No.
You don't think
I
so?
I really don't think you could.
There's some... There's like sex scenes in it,
it is
and
the,
stuff.
It
and,
is the most amateur video of amateur videos.
Yeah, like, we've made videos that were better than these.
I can safely say that, yeah, we have starred in better-made movies that were better acted, and we're garbage people. And Joe's a garbage director and a garbage editor, and Chelsea's a garbage director and a garbage writer. Jeez, and we're
fuck.
Still better than that.
Yeah, but if you ever want to borrow it, you just let me know, and I will give you Amy's birthday present.
Permanently. if you ever want to borrow it, you can have it.
Yeah, what is that humping the eye?
It's fuck it.
Oh.
I say fuck it.
I thought it was like fuck IT.
No, I if it is, I'm going to give him what for.
I say, sir, you shall rue the day that you said fuck IT.
Do your sign say fuck IT? Why is it does? Poof.
Should we?
Straight punch in the mouth.
So it was not good. It kind of
followed
the book.
It was not even a faithful reproduction of the book.
Yeah,
it was just garbage.
And they had to rename some characters because the fanfic took liberties.
It's
that they
from the future. Jesus, what happened? Future Kendrick is stumbling around. He's all lost and
you
scared.
You kept following your ways, and now you're stuck here.
Oh, that's Dresden.
So that's the thing. It didn't really faithfully follow the book. It was bad at everything
it did.
Want
to go, huh?
It's right. Well, I guess the Yakinetti's right there.
Well, yeah, but I thought we were going to the library.
Yeah, so yeah, we can
I'm
do all this stuff.
Let's go to the library first. They probably
okay. Go. So,
whoa.
Yeah. If you want to watch it, let me know. Yeah. Not good. I would say that it was probably one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life, and that's coming from me.
And that's including student films that we've seen. It was a student film, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a student film.
But I mean,
students.
Yeah, yeah. And Amy tried to figure out where it was located at, and I don't think we ever got it.
No, we did.
Oh, did we? Oh!
Oh, that person just wrecked. That's a bummer.
What?
That guy just fell down real bad.
It looked like that lady pushed him.
Yeah, it kind of did.
Oh.
You're a bad person.
Anyway, okay. See you later, everybody. Like, comment, subscribe. We're just, you know, here in Old Town, Nevada, watching people push other people on ice.
Yeah, and as people go careening down this road at fucking high-ass speed. Jesus Christ.
All right, bye, everybody. Have a good one. Don't watch My Immortal.
Yeah. Well,
no, you're good. It's still there. It's good.
I was just going to say, how much did you pay for it?
I don't know that I can let myself remember because it'll be a bad investment.
Whatever it was, I'm pretty sure we paid for their entire budget with it.
$10, maybe.
So,
15.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's all. We made the movie. You made the movie for them, so you're welcome, society. All right.
All right. Bye, everybody. Like, comment, subscribe, do all that stuff.